The following is an interview between His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and the magazine Newsday, recorded July 14, 1976 in New York.
If you could tell me how you came to founding the movement here in the United States.
I was ordered by my spiritual master to do this work. So on his order, I came in 1965. That is the beginning of the work. I came alone. There was no help, no money. Somehow or other, I started.
How did you track people? You landed in New York. You had no
money. My attraction is the chanting. That's all.
Did you just stand on street corners and chant?
Yes, I have no magic. Mm-hmm. Just like others, they say some, show some magic. I never saw any magic.
No, I understand that.
Something spark.
I don't think spark. I was chanting, and the boys really were getting it. First picture was published by the New York Times. Then we started branches in San Francisco, in Montreal, Boston, the Los Angeles.
So you just chanted in Tompkins Park and people came?
Yes, I ran in the tree. I think that picture was published by the voice. Very big article.
What did you have to offer then, when if you were chanting in the park and I came up to you and said, "What are you doing? Why are you chanting? What's your thing here?"
What do you have to offer?
If someone had come up to you while you were chanting and said, "Why are you doing this? What are you offering?" How would you have replied?
They came and joined me and began to talk. That's all. That is the beginning.
But what if they ask you, what is this all about?
For spiritual realization, you chant, then gradually you realize yourself that you are a spiritual being, you are not this body. Then his spiritual life begins. Actually, human life is meant for spiritual realization. And if one does not spiritually realize his identity, then he remains an animal. That is the difference between animal and man. Man is supposed to be spiritually realized.
How is that spiritual dimension realized?
One has to realize that he is not this body. He is spirit soul. And the spirit soul is within the body. And after annihilation of this body, the spirit soul is transferred to another body. So there are 8,400,000 different forms of life. And we have to transmigrate to any one of these forms. So today I am in American body or Indian body, very comfortably situated. But at the time of death, my particular mentality will transfer me to a particular type of body. Exactly like if a man infects some contagious disease, he has to develop that disease. It is very subtle, material law. Similarly, we are composed of gross body and subtle body. The gross body is made of this earth, water, air, fire, ether, language. And the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego. And the spirit soul is within that outward, gross and subtle body. So when the gross body is annihilated, the subtle body, mind, carries the soul to a similar body as you are thinking at the time of death. The example is given just like the flavor of a rose garden is carried by the air, or the bad odor of a filthy place is also carried by the air. Similarly, mind intelligence carries me to a particular type of body as I was absorbed in thought at the time of death.
What's the ultimate? What is the ultimate?
Ultimate is that you are spirit soul, you are being materially engrossed, you are creating different situation, and you are being transferred to different body, that is different situation.
But for what purpose and to what end? What's the final end?
Yes, the final end, that unless you spiritually realize, you do not know what is the final end. The final end is that we are part and parcel of God. Somewhere or other, we are in contact with this material atmosphere. So our final aim is to go back to home, back to God. Unless we know this and we practice how to return back again to Godhead, then we have to remain within this material world, transmigrating from one body to another. Therefore, the human intelligence is meant for understanding the spiritual identity and the goal of life and act accordingly. That is Krishna consciousness. It is an educational movement to enlighten the people from gross ignorance to the highest enlightenment of spiritual understanding.
Is it an internal educational process or external?
It is internal, but externally, it's like externally behavior makes internal inclination. If you associate with some bad company, then internally also you develop bad propensities. And if you associate with good company, then internally you develop good propensities. So internally, externally, they are interrelated. By external behavior, we influence our internal energy. And by internal atmosphere, we get the external body.
But is I'm trying to find out whether the consciousness lies within us.
Yes. Consciousness,
brought out.
Consciousness is the we call it like sunshine and the sun. Similarly, the soul means consciousness. Just like sunshine. The soul is very small particle, but it is shining as consciousness.
So we can allow it to fulfill itself or not.
He wants to know, is this consciousness within us?
Yes. So long the soul is there, the consciousness is there.
Krishna consciousness.
Not immediately Krishna consciousness, the consciousness is there. That's right. So long the soul is there, you pinch any part of your body, you'll feel pain. That is consciousness. And when the soul is gone out of the body, you cut the head, there will be no consciousness.
Right.
Did you mean to ask whether the ultimate state of consciousness is within us that has to be brought out?
The consciousness is already there.
He meant the dormant Krishna consciousness. Is that...
So that is original consciousness.
So that is within us and it needs to be brought out.
Oh, yes.
Okay, now how is that brought out?
That is brought out by this process.
Okay.
You have to go under some process.
All right, does it...
That's like a man can be made unconscious and again conscious under some process. If you... what is called?
Anesthesia.
Anesthetic. It becomes unconscious. Then another process, you can bring in conscious.
All right, let me ask a rather long question. If a person is... Let's assume that all human beings have an innate ability to speak, and depending upon the circumstances they find themselves in when they're very small, they will learn Sanskrit, they will learn English, they will learn French, they will learn Chinese. Now, if I were Chinese, I would say, well, Chinese is the best language, or whatever. I can take a different mode on what's the best way to communicate.
No, Chinese.
Now, in terms of your movement, you're bringing out consciousness, which I would analyze or analogize to the ability to speak. Now, how is your path or your way different from, better than others?
No, better than others. There is no question of better than others. It is the only thing.
It's the only way?
Only thing. It's not the question of better or superior. Krishna consciousness means God consciousness. So, either you are Chinese or English or American, there is consciousness.
Yes.
When that consciousness is purified, there is God consciousness.
Yes. But is your way the only way?
Huh?
Is your way
no,
the only
No, that is
the
only way, because God is one.
Yes.
And God consciousness is one.
Yes.
So, when you are Chinese consciousness, that is foreign. Or is there American consciousness, it is foreign.
Okay, I was speaking in an analogical way. There are different ways to express oneself. There are different languages one can learn. Similarly, I would think there would be different ways to get to consciousness.
Different ways, maybe. But if you actually come to that consciousness, that different way is approved. Other way, it is bogus.
Other way?
It is bogus.
You judge by the results.
If you come to God consciousness, either through the Christian process, or Chinese process, or Indian process, it doesn't matter.
Hmm.
But if you do not come to God consciousness, then it is all bogus.
But you can come to God consciousness through a variety of paths.
He's saying that.
He says, but you can come to God consciousness by different processes.
Can you?
Can
you? No, it is not that. The aim is to come to the God consciousness. And the means may be different.
Okay.
So that means is justified by the end.
Alright.
If at the end you do not come to God consciousness, then whatever process you have, whatever, that is bogus.
Okay.
That is not monophysite.
It works. You say it works?
That's another question.
If it works, it is monophysite.
Okay.
If it does not work, then it is bogus.
To your mind, is it possible to come to God consciousness through other means?
I say, if it is possible, then it's all right.
Okay. Is it possible?
Yeah, if it is possible.
Is it, though?
That you have to
no,
see, you have
to. Thing is
that you have to pick. You have to judge whether you're going to get the result.
People, whether he's coming to God consciousness or dog consciousness, the two things are there. Consciousness means when he understands that I am part and parcel of God, I am servant of God, then it is all that. But if he is thinking that I am servant of dog, then it is not proper way.
Your movement's been criticized.
Hmm?
Your movement has been criticized.
How it is criticized?
Hmm?
How it is criticized?
People who have said that it works against the family, it works against Western society, that you...
Like, here is a family man.
Hmm?
Here is a family man.
I'm sorry.
He is a family man.
He has a wife.
There are so many families here, children. You have seen our class in the morning?
No, I have not.
All family members, children, husband, wife, they are present there. How do you say it is against family?
Yes.
Wrong criticism.
Are your followers encouraged to visit first of all,
you take your answer one by one. You say against the family. It is wrong. It is a wrong propaganda. How there are so many families in our society. It is a society. There are family members, there are brahmachari, there are sannyasi, and vanaprastha, whatever situation is suitable for you can accept. And in any situation, you can become God conscious. That's a wrong propaganda that you are against families. Here is a wife of a boy, their family. There are so many families. Why do you say like that you are against families?
Okay,
it is wrong. You should note it especially that this type of criticism is envious.
Mm-hmm.
It is not proper. We invite all families, children, husbands, wife, come out. Take this matter.
I've been accosted at airports, on streets, places like that, by devotees. And I've been told that you operate drug centers and a number of other things.
Drug centers?
He means curing people.
Huh?
Places drug. Where people will become cured from the bad habit of taking drugs. That's a drug center.
Yeah. But our people are all free from our drug disease.
He's saying that he has simply met devotees at airports and other places where they approach him to maybe ask for some contribution to see if he's interested, and they say that they are representing some drug center, something like that. So what's the question?
Well, I mean, and they offer to sell literature and
that.
Is that the way to God consciousness, by selling and soliciting this?
No. If you are God conscious,
how does that fit in?
Naturally, you give up all intoxication habits.
Yeah, but just going out and selling and accosting people on
the street. He's asking, how does our sankirtan activities relate to God consciousness, the selling of books and collecting of donations?
If I sell a book to you, if you read because you are paid for, then you'll get benefit.
How does it benefit the seller? How does it benefit the person who works on the street selling the book?
How does it benefit the person who is selling the book?
The devotee. How is he benefited by selling books to others?
He is giving service to Krishna.
Hmm.
So he's not charging anything. If we appoint some bookseller, you have to pay. But we haven't got to pay. Out of his love for Krishna, he's doing this.
See, our men who distribute these books, they do not receive salary.
Like welfare.
But
that is a sign of love. That is in a material field also. There are so many philosophers, scientists, and artists. They have done out of love for the subject matter, not for payment. That is love.
But aren't they also purified spiritually?
Yes. This spiritual realization means the more you give service to God, you become spiritually advanced. In any way.
What are some of the other sacraments? I mean, I see people selling things, and what other practices are involved?
Then you stay one day, all day and night, you see practically, from morning 4 o'clock to night 10 o'clock, how we are engaged in different practices.
You guys at 4?
Huh?
You guys at 4?
3:30.
This temple, 3:30.
And chant.
Chant, study.
You go and you go. You have to find Hindu Krishna Kama.
Preparing for the morning services.
Yes, that you can discuss the whole list for
the
yeah.
real career okay.
What's the purpose of that regimen?
Huh?
What's the purpose of that? The rising at 4:30, chanting and study.
It is to be at the top in the spiritual life. Just like in military, there is training. You must have to do at this time, this thing, this time, this time. So any training means regulative life.
What is the most important part of it?
The most important part is how to become Krishna conscious.
Yeah, what's the most important?
Practice.
In terms of that.
Yeah. This is practice.
No, what is the most important
part of
he's asking everything whether one important. Technique is everything more important is than important. Another.
You cannot say this is most important, this is lesson. Everything is.
But suppose someone cannot live in our temple, then we may recommend to him at least chant Hare Krishna in your home and take Krishna prasadam and read the books.
And follow the regulative things.
And follow as far as possible.
And refrain from sinful life. What are the sinful life?
No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, and no intoxication.
Just like a diseased man, if he wants to be cured, there is something cries, don't do this, don't eat this. Yes, it is also curing the diseased mind and to bring him to the spiritual platform. So there are something, do something, do not.
Yes.
That's all. That is everywhere.
How? You came here 10 years ago, you were, or 11 years ago, you were almost 70 at the time.
Guru Maharaj asked me to take this task seriously when I was 25 years old.
Who asked you?
25 years old.
Spiritual master.
So I was at that time family man. So I thought, let me adjust my family affairs, then I shall take it. So, by doing the adjustment, it took me long years. So I retired at the age of 58. Then I took up seriously. And when I was 70 years old, then I came here.
Were you a businessman or...?
Yes. I was connected with some chemical industry. I was manager in a big chemical industry. Then I started my own business. In this way, I was family.
But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada was always Krishna conscious.
Yes.
And he was writing.
And also he was writing transcendental or spiritual books, even at that time.
1944.
It's not that he has adopted a new occupation now. No. He's always been Krishna conscious.
His Back to Godhead was started in 1944, when I was still a family man.
You started that in India?
India, yes. The first copy, some copy?
The first copy is in the Library of Congress in Washington.
Your family, your blood family, are they Krishna conscious as well?
Not very much. Therefore I have to leave them and create another family.
How many children do you have?
I've got two daughters and two sons. My wife is also still living.
Is she Krishna conscious?
Not very much. naturally, women are after worldly opulence.
Was it difficult for you to give up what you had been doing in order to devote full time?
Mm-hmm.
Was it difficult for you to give up what you had been doing and devote full time?
No, it is a basic system that at a certain age they should give up family connection and completely devote for God consciousness. In the beginning, 25 years, he should learn from Guru about Krishna consciousness. Then if he is able, he does not become a family man. But if he is unable, or circumstantially, he may become a family man. So he can remain a family man up to 50th year. And then he retires from family life. He travels in holy places with his wife. And sometimes he comes home and sometimes he goes home. In this way, when he's practiced to give up family attachment, then the wife goes back home for the care of her elderly children, and the man takes sannyas and he remains alone, simply for spreading Krishna. This is Vedic system.
Vedic system means very traditional from ancient India.
Yes. Now you are not practicing the Vedic system then here, are you? Or are you?
You're following your
devotees. Systems.
It is Vedic system.
Okay. Is it better to do it the way you did it, or to start from a very early age? In
other words, some of our members are sannyas at an earlier age.
The purpose is to train a person in brahmachari not to enter into the entanglement of this material life. That is Vedic system. Basic principle is that don't be entangled with this material life. So at the early age, up to 25, he's trained up. If he can, he can continue as brahmachari. Directly he can take sannyas. But if he is unable, so let him go by step, let him become a family, householder life, then retire life. Then, but sannyas at the end, that is compulsory. Not that unless he is shot down by somebody, he is not going to give up family connection. That is not the reason.
But young men don't tend to be wise, do they?
Huh?
Young men do not generally possess a great deal of wisdom.
No, if he's trained up, just like here, we have got so many young men.
Yes.
They are trained up. There is no prohibition that a young man cannot become a sannyas. If he is able, he can take sannyas from the very beginning. But if he is not able, let him enter into household life. And then remain as householder or up to 50th year, then retire, then take on that. It is not an enforcement, a gradual process. But the ultimate end is to become free from all material attachment and completely devote life for Krishna consciousness. That is the ultimate. Because human life is meant for that purpose, self-realization or spiritual realization. That opportunity must be given to all human beings. Unfortunately, at the present moment, the civilization has no scope for spiritual realization. They live like other animals, eating, sleeping, mating, and living. They do not know there is another life, spiritual life. And neither there is an education or an institution to educate them. Now you are trying for it.
How important is it to look after physical life?
Physical life, so you must keep yourself fit to execute Krishna conscious life. It is not our desire that you become sick and you cannot chant. But our purpose is to chant, and we require the physical necessity just to keep ourselves fit, not more than that. eating is necessary. Without eating, I will die. So we take Krishna prasadam, not in the restaurant or hotel, anything. No. We take nice vegetable, nice food grains, rice, sweet, sugar, milk, all vitamins, full of vitamins. And so there is no deficiency of food. Even from food value, it is very nice. We do not unnecessarily kill animals.
They run farms as well, do
you
not?
Yeah.
Farms?
Yeah.
What do they... Are they working farms or producing farms?
Yes. There are many farms in your country. Just now I'm coming from Nibindavan. So, in West Virginia, they are living here. If you go some time, you can see how independently they are living. And there are other farms, New Orleans, and just now we are going tomorrow.
Pennsylvania.
So we get enough milk, enough food grains, enough fruits. So there is no economic problem. Our purpose is to save time for unnecessary necessities of life. From unnecessary necessities of life, yes. To save time and utilize the time for developing Krishna consciousness. And so far the body is concerned, as much as it is required, take and maintain the body. That's it.
Okay. Your devotees' health is looked after then?
Yes.
By whom?
They are instructed in that way. Plain living, high thinking.
Do you have arrangements with hospitals in case somebody gets sick, and do you watch diet pretty carefully?
Why not? We take care of the body, but we keep our habits in such a way we don't fall sick very often.
You said before that with respect to achieving Krishna consciousness, that the end was most important, that becoming God conscious was the most important thing. Would that ever allow you to, or anyone of your devotees, to engage in practices that would be considered unjust or criminal in a broader society?
That is his interest.
Were, in terms of, you know, this is for Krishna, this is for the development of God consciousness.
No, if you are interested in Krishna, you are interested for everyone.
Yes.
And if you are interested for a particular person, society, then you are not interested in Krishna. The example I can give you, just like if you supply food to your stomach, then you supply food to your eyes, ears, hands, legs, everything. But if you supply food to your eyes, then you become blind.
He wants to know that, would you be justified in doing something that society would consider criminal?
Like stealing for Krishna, or killing for Krishna.
Killing?
If it is something that is judged by, say, the U.S. government as criminal, would we still do it if it was for Krishna? If we could justify it?
No. We do not know anything
we don't break
which is harmful to the society.
We may have gotten some literary
facts. Not only to the human society, to the animal society, to the tree society, to the aquatic society. We do not do anything. We do not support the slaughter.
No.
Support the slaughterhouse, killing the animals. Krishna consciousness means to see every living entity on the same level. Pandita samadarshan. We are not cruel to anyone. Either he is a man or an animal, a tree or a bird.
Does that take on a positive aspect as well, so that if I, not only do I not kill animals and I don't kill men, am I obliged, under your system, am I obliged to actively help?
Yes, suppose if you are coming to kill me, then I must take advantage of killing you first.
I understand that, but I'm not only...
Are you also obliged,
to go beyond?
Huh? Are you also obliged to help animals, to help others?
Yes, we are maintaining animals, giving them food, giving them security of life. In all our farms, the animals are very free.
We're obliged because they're all part and parcel of God.
Yes.
What about people?
Many people, they come, people. Stay with us. We give you all help. Anyone who comes to our society, we give shelter, we give food, we give instruction, we give dress, everything. Without any condition. Please come and live with us. It's such a nice building we have to go. Our farms are so nice, you can go and see how they are doing. We have got 102 centers all over the world. You'll find they're living very comfortable.
How many centers in the United States?
About 40.
40 or 50.
50 in the farms.
How are those supported? Do they support themselves?
That is Krishna consciousness.
I beg your pardon?
That is Krishna consciousness.
The way they support themselves?
Yeah, Krishna supports.
Krishna supports?
Yes. We do not know what we shall eat tomorrow. But we have no insufficiency. Rather, neighbors, they are grudging that these people do not do anything and they live so comfortably.
How does Krishna support them?
That is Krishna consciousness.
He mediates through physical things, doesn't he?
Yes, everything belongs to Krishna.
Yes.
So, Krishna is within you. So, if Krishna dictates, give him $3,000. He'll give me. That's all. That actually is fine. Yesterday Mr. Coleman came.
Yes.
He gave me a check for 3,000. Really? I never asked him.
Mr. Coleman?
Yeah. So you are immediately depositing for our Vrindavan and Mayapur's king. So Krishna sends money. We do not bother what will happen tomorrow. But we are very nicely maintained by Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. And Krishna says, Tisham nitya vijitanam yoga khemam bahami aham. Find out this man. Ananas chintayantam vanga jijana padyupasate Tisham nitya vijitanam yoga khemam bahami aham.
Question, you are now the leader and the spiritual master. Who will take your place?
That will Krishna will dictate. Will take my place.
Krishna will tell you that?
You got that verse somehow?
Mm-hmm.
You want that verse?
Yes.
This is a translation of what the Sanskrit
is. You can read the Sanskrit now. You can see
Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana payupasate tesham nitya biyuktanam yogashimam vahamiyaham. But those who worship me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have.
We still have to go out and ask occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to go out and ask occasionally.
Oh, it's not that we sit back and wait for Krishna to send it to us.
No, we're very industrious.
Yes.
We don't sit down idle.
God helps those who help themselves.
We are not idle creatures. We are working.
Working much.
Oh, very hard. More than the colonies.
These men, they go out to engage people in taking our books maybe 12 hours a day sometimes, 10 hours a day, without any salary.
I am now 80 years old. I am working 24 hours. I think I work more than my young disciples. I work at night.
It is hard to keep up with Srila Prabhupada.
Very difficult.
We are not idle creatures.
We are publishing his books, and sometimes he is ahead of us by 17 volumes.
How do you spend your days? You're doing an awful lot of traveling.
Traveling is going on throughout the whole world. And wherever I go, I at night I write books.
Translate.
And daytime I meet devotees.
Manage.
Do you arrange the marriages?
Manage.
No, they have to ask me. Final decision is taken for me. From all over the world. From all over the world, letters are coming. Some problems. Although I have got about 20 secretaries, still they have to consult. I have to give them advice.
In the evening, Srila Prabhupada goes to bed at 10 o'clock and gets up at 11:30 to begin translating.
Just a couple of hours?
No. 1.5 hours.
That's it?
Yes. Of course, at the time I take rest, 2 hours.
2 hours.
So in this way, altogether, about 3 to 4 hours. Our philosophy is not that you sit idly and God will send everything. No, not like that. We know God will send everything. Still we work. Without God's sanction, nothing can come. But we must be qualified to receive the favor of God. That is all.
Are you surprised at the way this organization has prospered?
I was surprised at the way the movement has expanded and prospered in just a few short years.
No, it is not surprising. It is natural. If you do it, just like if you do business in proper way, there will be profit. Similarly, as it is enjoyed in this book of knowledge, if you do like that, it will expand, it will prosper. 2 plus 2 equals 4. Mathematical calculation. If you make 2 plus 2, it will become 4. It will neither become 3 nor 5. So here it is said, you have read the that one who is engaged 24 hours in my service. So I supply whatever he requires and I protect whatever he has got. So if you actually serve Krishna, then everything you want, it will come.
Do you have any questions about our festival coming up this Sunday? You know, we're marching down Fifth Avenue. Late.
Are you going tomorrow?
He asks if you're going to participate in the Rath Yatra parade.
This is the parade that it's based on.
This is a photograph of what takes place in India every year. It's a traditional festival in India. And we're bringing it to New York. We've got our permits and everything.
We have already got in San Francisco, in Chicago,
Philadelphia, I think London,
Melbourne,
Melbourne,
Paris. We're beginning also
this year.
Yes,
first year Paris.
This is our festivals that we've begun in the West, based on the one on the front row.
You can take that.
You are participating in the.
Somewhere where opportunity I participate, otherwise they do it.
In other words, Prabhupada doesn't attend every festival all over the world.
Will you attend the one here in New York?
Yeah, I hope.
How do you choose? You are responsible for the organization.
Yes.
Are you the one who chooses who runs each center, who's responsible in
yes.
each temple?
Our program is to open centers in every village, every town, to propagate Krishna consciousness.
And you choose the leaders? What Krishna does and tells you, how does that work?
No, I have been chosen by my spiritual master.
Yes. And you in turn choose others?
Oh, yes. That is our succession.
On what basis?
Basis on the order of Krishna. Originally, the order is from Krishna.
How does that come?
Comes by disciple succession. Just like Krishna said this knowledge to Arjuna, and Arjuna said to others, and it is open, everyone can take it. There is no secrecy. We have to accept only. That's all.
I missed that.
The order is already there, it is open, open secret. There is no secrecy. Anyone can take it.
All right, but in terms of specific, say, choosing specific things, specific details.
Yes, and all details. How to become Krishna conscious, there is all details in this book, Bhagavad Gita as it is.
So he's asking what's a man's qualification to be chosen.
In other words, Prabhupada will decide who should be leader if he's qualified. And there's a process for making him qualified, and there's a process for testing to see if he is qualified. So in that way, it all comes from Krishna.
You chose, for example, these fellows here to run the publishing house and be responsible for what he's
doing. Yes, like he's in charge of publication. He's in charge of something else. He's in charge of like that.
On what basis, sir? Can you tell me some of the things?
Basis just to see whether he's qualified. That's all. Just like ordinarily, when manager is appointed by the superior authority on the merit and his qualification, that's all.
Okay, it's not, it's a mediated choice, or is it a direct communication from Krishna? That's my question.
Oh, he is asking whether we claim that God speaks to us directly.
Yes, God speaks to you when you are qualified. You cannot expect God as order supplier. When he sees that you are qualified, he will speak to you.
God, the spiritual master, is the representative of God to a disciple. He isn't direct contact with God.
See, my spiritual master appointed me that he do this. Similarly, I shall appoint somebody else. This is it.
It is difficult for people to understand that God can speak to a man. They question, how can God speak to some man?
That is anything that the radio message is coming. A foolish man cannot understand how it is coming. He thinks, how it is that? Speaking. So any foolish man will be astonished how things are happening. That is foolishness. But God says, hey, I know this. What?
All three?
Huh?
Saivaya Marateja?
Huh? No. You? Yeah. Buddhi Jogam Dadami Tham Jiramam
Tesham Sakutajanam.
Tesham Sakutajanam Bhajatam Kriti Bhupanam.
Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tham Yena Mamukriyam. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me.
God is situated in everyone's heart. As soon as he sees that he is a qualified person, then he gives him understanding.
But in the same way that Krishna says he'll provide for all your needs, you still must work.
Yes,
to achieve whatever Krishna is giving you.
You work for Krishna.
So I'm.
You have to work to get your necessities.
In the same way, I'm curious with respect to the way Krishna communicates with you, whether it's in a similar kind of way that gives you your necessities.
In other words, just when you decide that someone is to be in charge of a particular temple, does Krishna tell you that this person should be in charge?
Would you, by judging him, say this person is qualified?
Because a devotee always consults Krishna. And he gives
order. So that's a more direct communication.
Because
intelligence, our philosophy is that intelligence comes from Krishna. So if I have something...
Fine, your philosophy is that your daily necessities come from Krishna.
Yes,
well,
I don't understand. Suppose my intelligence sees that this person is qualified.
Mm-hmm.
That means Krishna has told me. Because
no,
he's
not
this,
necessarily.
He's the,
Krishna will tell directly. A devotee always consults Krishna and Krishna tells him to do like this. Not figuratively.
Does that apply then to other kinds of decisions and other kinds of activities?
Everything,
as well?
Everything. Because a devotee does not do anything without consulting Krishna.
But that applies to a very greatly elevated soul.
Therefore, the minor devotees, they consult the spiritual master. That is our process. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad.
I see. I was trying to explain the minor devotees.
No, I was talking about...
You're talking about the topmost level.
Yes.
Good gracious.
That will do it for me. I thank you kindly.
Thank you, Paul.
Give him for that.
Yeah, we're going to take care.
John. So I think your program
thank you for your coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.